WGN 107.1 FM.
Back here's our activity center, getting ready for our boys game tonight between 2-0 friend Bulldogs and 1-0 City Heart Irish. Gonna give you the girls scoring that previous game. Hey, I did better than I thought. I only missed most of my points on the friend side. Really confusing myself, but the score went like this: the ball game for the friend Bulldogs, Shelby Lauber, she ended up with 11 points in the ball game tonight for friend. Abby Melton had 4. Cameron Brandt also had 4 in the ball game, and 4 for Lily Ellison in that contest for their total of 23. They're now 0-3 on the year. For the Irish tonight, they are led to 3 players in double figures. Delaney Witt had 13 off the bench for the Irish. A dozen for Harrison Bonner spent the ball game. Actually, 4 burned all figures. 11 for Macy Keller tonight. 10 for Jessica Wurtenberger tonight. She had 7 in the first quarter tonight. We also had 7 for Rachel Magnan before she left with an injury. We'll give an update on that in a minute. Olivia Eichhoff had 4, or make that 2 in the ball game. 3 for Sadie Tisdall. 4 for Jenny Gentry Lechtenberg, 2 for Emma Winchell on the ball game tonight. So Magnet with 7, 13 for Witt, Wurtenberger 10, 11 for Keller, and a dozen for Harrison Broder spent the game tonight for Safe at Heart. Rachel Magnet has talked with some of the coaches for the Irish. Is her ankle, is her right ankle, but as they're hoping, well, she would, that it's a sprain. She was able to put some weight on it as she walked off the floor with that assistance. But it's not the same ankle she injured last year at the state tournament. It's the opposite ankle. That's the good news. If there is such a thing about an injury, at least it's the other side. So not hopefully as bad as what we first thought it might be here tonight for Rachel Magnet. Say our boys and friend boys warming up for the battle next. We'll take a lineup on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Zan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Zan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Zan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey Hoops fans, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to Falls City Sacred Heart coach Doug Golds. Coach Golds became the all-time boys leader in wins this past weekend with his 695th victory. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations to Coach Golds and the Sacred Heart Irish.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Rural Activity Center, the game of the boys come up, and the starters for Coach Brian Arp tonight will include in this contest a 6-foot sophomore, Brecken Schluter, 5'10 senior, J.D. Drake, 6'3 senior, Cooper Grumish, 5'11 senior, Christian Weber, and 6'5 junior, Chase Sabella. Brecken Schluter, J.D. Drake, Cooper Grumish, Christian Weber, and Chase Sabella, your starting five tonight scores a squad from Friend. For St. Hart coach Doug Gold tonight, starting lineup will include 5'11 senior Jacob Jordan, 5'11 senior Jake Breschel, 6'1 junior Evan Keithley, 6'3 sophomore Joe Simon, and 6'3 senior Brogan Knoxville. Jacob Jordan, Jake Breschel, Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, and Brogan Knoxville are starting 5 tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish in this boys' game. The girls' game won tonight, handled by the Irish. The final score in that one, once again, 65-23. Sacred Heart with the win tonight over Friend to improve to 3-1 on the air. We got three games again next week. And then they'll have a holiday tournament. They'll get a chance to play more Central Cavalry. They'll be around that Freeman Holiday Classic later on this month. They're going to beat the Irish on Tuesday night this week. So it will be Friend Bulldog dressed in the red, and the Irish are home tonight. Last Friday night, St. Hart will win in seeding over the Sterling Jets. Friend has wins over Sterling and Lewis. They beat Sterling 57-39. They beat Lewis at 70-30. The Irish beat Sterling last week 74-29. So we're ready to go here. Friend will go from left to right towards the east bucket here in the first half. So we're ready. Knoxville jumping up to get a base of Hill, 6'5", Knoxville 6'3". And we're ready to go. Here's the toss by the official, and Keithley ends up with the basketball for the Irish. He goes to Jason Jordan with the basketball. St. Hart front court against the man-to-man defense here put on by Friend. Breschel with it now. Around to Jordan, isolated left side by himself. High post. Keithley with it. Back out to Knoxville. The Irish looked pretty good shooting threes last week. Now Breschel underneath to Simon. Left hand. Nice. Very nice. Bucket by Simon. The assist goes to Breschel. And the Irish are up now 2-0 here early on in this ball game. Come to the front court to the Friend Bulldogs in the hand of Schluter. Guarded there by Jordan. St. Hart playing man-to-man defense. Schluter passes off, gets it back, looks for a cutter underneath, gets in there to Weber on the baseline. He gets it inside, and a nice little turnaround by Sevilla. And we are tied at 2 here in the early going. Now back the other way. Breschel with it on the right side. Over it goes Knoxville. Posting up Simon down low on the left side. He's guarded in there by 6'3 Cooper Grimace. Now a bounce pass down low to Keithley. He'll take a high post to Simon. He'll float it up and good. Joe Simon with the first two buckets for the Irish tonight. Knoxville knocks it away, recovered. They try to go inside. Friend recovers the ball out on the right side. Schluter with it. Crosses over. Jordan knocked it loose. Schluter got it back. Schluter holds, lobs it out to the top, picked up there by Grimace. Grimace will give it off to Drake. Lob inside, catch made by the big man inside, Cervella. He is on the baseline, tries to whip it back out toward the top. It's tipped out, deflected by the Irish, out of bounds. So Friend ball, 4-2, Sacred Heart, 6-10 to go in the first quarter. Drake with the ball, out top, knocked away by Knoxville. Knoxville going in one-on-two, the layup won't go, but he is fouled as he goes to the hole. Friend foul, we call it, had two players down there, just going to go against J.B. his first. Team foul number one. Knoxville to the free throw line, 6'3", senior. He gets set. He fires. It's up. It's good. It's 5-2, Sacred Heart. Naka getting ready for his second free of the air. He gets set, gets the ball from the official. It's on the way up, and it's around the rim. No good. Cervella had the rebound, lost it, and got it back. So Cervella ahead, underneath it goes to Schluth. He is too far into the basket, passes back out top to Gurmis. Gurmis off the left side to Schluth. Again, man defense by the Irish here. With the ball now is Drake. Inside Cervella, up and no good. Rebound brought down by Simon. Simon with the rebound, out left to Freshel. Jake Freshel looking for an opening. Into the paint he goes to the left corner. It will be a three ball for the Irish. Up and good for Jacob Jordan on the left side. Inside Cervella against the triple team. Missed it, the foul. No, traveling the call. He had three or four Irish players around him and got called for traveling as he went up there. And the Irish get it back up now 8-2. Jordan coming up the floor with the basketball. Looking off the left side. With it now will be Keithley. Keithley to Jordan to Knockville. Now to Simon. Left side elbow back to Freshel. Underneath Simon, right side, just off the block. Spin move in, off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound grab by Gurmis. Gurmis to Drake, up the floor, that's Weber. Weber to Cervella, now back out top to Schluter. Schluter with the basketball now, J.B. Drake has it. He goes Cervella all the way out between the circles. And now moving with the basketball, it is going to be Weber. Inside, a foul on Simon. Elevated inside was J.B. Drake. Goes to the line to shoot two. The foul is called on Sacred Heart sophomore Joe Simon. His first team foul of the ball game on the Irish. So now Drake at the line. Shoot two. It's on the way up. It's off the mark. No good. He will get another one here. The second one will be coming up here. So if he makes it, free throw up and off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Jacob Jordan. He'll push it up the right side, pulls up, off to Knockville, three ball, left side of the circle, and he buries it. Knockville's got four, and the Irish are up by 9-2. To the front with the basketball, Weber, Christian Weber, off the left side, gets the ball away there to Schluter. Down the left side, blocked partially by Knockville. Coming out of there with it will be Jordan. He'll pull into the free throw line up, no good. And the rebound will be grabbed up, and it's going to be Drake coming the other way. And now with the basketball out top, Schluter near midcourt. They play high post. They have a 1-3-1 offense here. With it, Schluter, and a man out top for a wide-open three, up, no good by Gurmis. Rebound, and here comes Jacob Jordan with the ball up the floor. Jordan in the paint, out to Keithley for three on the left side on the rim. No, Simon, the rebound. Bounce pass to Freshall, can't connect. Rebound tip out of there. Good job there on the to Keithley. And now we'll come the other way. Simon. Posting up, double high post, two of them. And now here's a three ball by Jordan. Up, no good. A rebound is grabbed by Weber. They had Knockville and Simon both on into the free throw line that time. Double high post for the Irish. Now at the other end, a 15-footer is up short by J.B. Drake. Irish leg going out of bounds. Spencer Ebershocker into the ball game for the Bulldogs. He checks in there for Chase Cervella. The Irish bring into the ballgame now Sam Dunn and Derek Schwong as Simon will sit along with Jay Freshall. So it will be Dunn to the front court, over to Jordan. Jacob looking. Nobody home, comes cross court to Dunn, and his pass over the top is stolen away, taken by a friend. 11-2, the Irish lead, three ball, left corner, up and down, left side for Brecken Schluter. And it's now 11-5. So those Irish had a 9-point advantage there. Now it's 6. Cross court. Dunn with the ball. Holds it, looks. Goes to Noctigal. Actually a little out of sorts on offense here. Here is Keithley for 3 on the right side. Up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Weber. And here comes Bulldogs on the run ahead to the front corner. Back out top to Drake. He'll hold it and reset the offense out top in the hands of Christian Weber. Weber on the left side of the ball now goes to Drake again. Drake holding to the top now of Erischwapper. Inside it goes and knocked it, blocked it. Jordan reached in and gets called for the foul. Jacob Jordan picks up his first foul, team foul number 2 on the Irish. And J.B. Drake back to line, he just missed 2. He'll have 2 more here. Minute 39 to go in the first quarter. Say Art with the advantage. It's up and it's good. 11-6. Threshold in. Out comes Schwong for the Irish along with Keithley. Simon and Freshel back in the ball game. Chevela back in there for the Bulldogs as well. Free throw up and good. And now it's 11-7 with a 9-point lead. Now it's a 4-point lead. Crackle backcourt and Jordan fires it up. Stolen. Good job defense. Ebersbacher with the steal of the high pass. And out of the middle, free throw line with Ebersbacher and a foul on the arm. Called against Sacred Heart. Going to be called on Brogan Noctigal, his first, team foul number 3 on Sacred Heart. J.B. Drake will trigger from the baseline now. Lobs in, Savilla caught it, shot it, in and out, wouldn't go. And the rebound goes off to Drake. Out of bounds. Here comes Warner back in the ball game and plays to Drake. Noctigal will bring it in to Jordan. One man on the press here. Like a 1-3-1 pressure defense. Dunn trapped. Pass stolen. And nearly a foul on Noctigal again. And out of the left corner, 3 ball too strong. Rebound brought down by Freshel. The Irish shot put up there by Germas again. Freshel through traffic, passes it off the left side, and it will be Joe Simon with the bucket. Just standing there, minding his own business, and the ball found him right underneath the bucket. 13-7, Sacred Heart, 40 seconds to go in the quarter. In the front court, Schluter with a basketball. Comes off to the top. Germas down the lane, stolen away by Freshel. He lost control of it. Fresh look down the other way, gets the ball to Dunn, back to Jake, over to Simon, drives in, and a push foul will put Joe Simon at the line to shoot two. Joe is pulled up trying not to commit an offensive foul, and he got fouled for his trouble, and will go to the line to shoot two now. Foul on the Bulldogs is going to go against Christian Weber. Second team foul on Friend. Free throw up, and won't go. Battle about every part of the rim, he could. He leads all scores. The game was 6, says Joe Simon. Here comes Schwong back in. Keithley's back in. The Irish have Simon in there along with Jordan. Threshel, free throw up and off again. Rebound tip ends up in the hands of Christian Weber. Now here comes Friend, down 6 with 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Bulldogs on the road in red, looking left side. It goes to Weber. 9 on the clock. Weber back out top with it to Savela. Top of the key, guarded by Simon. Off he goes. A long 3-pointer off the mark. No good by J.B. Drake. And that into the first quarter. Sagar 13, Friend 7. Back in 1 minute on PDNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
13-7, St. Hart had an 11-2 lead. And they got outscored 5-2, the final part of quarter number one. But now we go. And away, it'll be Friend Bulldog basketball. Savela at the top of the key. Thought about it, didn't. He's guarded out by Nautical. Down low on the right side, spinner, up, turnaround jumper, no good by Weber, rebound grab by Nautical. Up the floor, Freshall, looking left, throwing it underneath the Simon, couldn't make the catch, saved by the Irish, saved there by Evan Keefley. With it, out top, Jordan, cross court, and now underneath, a bullet pass to Simon, and he gets hit on the arm, and will go to the line to shoot two more. Foul on Friend will go against Cooper Gurmis, his first, team foul number three. Joe Simon back to the line, 0-for-2 at the line. 6 points in the ball game here. Sets, fires, up, and good. He's got 7. The lead is now doubled, 14-7, Sacred Heart. Joe Simon ready again. The sophomore fires. It's up. It's good. He's got them both. That's 15-7, Sacred Heart. To the front come the Bulldogs, down by 8. With it, J.B. Drake on the left side comes right to Schluter. Schluter against the Irish man-to-man defense. Back over to Drake on the right side, right in front of the Irish bench. Can't find a cutter as they try to spin through the lane. Schluter driving down the right side, throws it up off the glass. No. Simon tips it to himself and has his third rebound of the night. Freshall ahead to Jordan. Jordan back to Freshall, down to the free throw line, spins back out to Jordan, three ball, right wing, good on the elbow there. Jacob Jordan with his second long ball, another assist, go on to Freshall. He has made some terrific passes tonight already. To the front, Schluter, the walk with it, no whistle. Out top on the basketball now, Savela with it. Savela looks, his pass attempt, stolen by Keithley, layup on the left side, up and good. Evan Keithley with his first bucket of the ball game. Lead now for the Irish is 13, their biggest lead of the ball game, 20-7. And out tipped by Simon, controlled by Friend, tipped by Jordan, back to Friend, Schluter over the top, stolen by Freshall. Freshall up the floor, 2-on-1 to Keithley, left hand, right side, no! And the loose ball ends up in the hands of Simon. Inside, Keithley, practical halfway downtown. Did it ever get out of there? Timeout, Friend, down by 13 with 5:50 to go in the half. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
27, the Irish have the lead here in quarter number two. 5:50 to go. Irish have outscored the Bulldogs 7-0 here in the first 2 minutes and 10 seconds of the second quarter. Inbound the ball to Brecken Schluter. So far, Friend has won 6 players deep. The Irish have won 7. Now Schluter gets it back. Left side goes. Weber. And a push foul from behind. And that's going to be 2 fouls on Joe Simon. A team foul number 4. Simon will check out. Into the game, Derek Shawal, the 6'6" senior. Simon with the two fouls now takes some seat time here with 5:36 to go in the quarter. Take the ball into the right corner on the inbound to Drake. Jordan covered him up quickly. Back out to the top now to Schluter. Left side, Weber on the wing. Bounce pass out. He gets it right back. Bounce pass into Savail. Let him too far. He's under the bucket. Double teamed on the baseline. Gets it out of there. And a three-pointer up. No good by Weber. Hit the backboard. And Karen's out of bounds. Almost got the referee on top of the head. Who was standing out of bounds. Well, he's smiling about it. All right, here comes that pressure defense at midcourt. Front court to Keithley. Jordan stands in the midcourt circle. The Irish senior point guard works it left side. Now Keithley, his pass out, tip, and then it's over and back. Wasn't tipped, apparently. They just missed wide. Turnover by Xavier Hart. Knopf will not be able to get to it. And it will be friend ball at midcourt. So the ball comes in to Schluter. Schluter up the floor, and a long three, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Keithley. Keithley, the rebound outlet to Jordan into the middle between the circle, and now it goes Keithley back to Jordan for a long triple. Front edge, no. Tip up by Nostigal, no good, and out of bounds off of the friend Bulldogs underneath. Schluter comes out. J.B. Drake back in now for the Bulldogs to Brian Arp. Jordan will trigger the ball. Let's bring it out top. Freshel, three ball up and on the rim, no. Rebound is grabbed up by Ebersbacher. Off the floor, quickly the other way now. Gerlis back out to the top now to Ebersbacher. And now he'll give it away to Christian Weber. To the top between the circles, J.B. Drake comes right side for Gurnas. Skip it over the left side. With it is Weber. He goes underneath, intended for Savail, way up the ladder too far. Out of bounds it goes. Here comes Dunn in for Jordan for the Irish with 4:11 to go. First half. Dunn will work at the point now. Everybody down low. Now it comes off. Freshel in the paint. Outside to Dunn for three. Draws the rim. Too much iron. The ball comes out back that way to J.B. Drake. Outlet up the floor to Weber. Gets the ball in the mid to the circle. Ebersbacher. He'll get off. Oh, and the bank is open for three from the top. J.B. Drake with his first field goal now has five, and he banked in. And now Freshel behind the head. He goes to not go. He went in and he lost the ball. Got it back, shoots it, misses it, rebound up, no good. And we got a foul on the floor, I think, before the shot. Is that going to be free throws or not? The foul will go on Savala, his first. Team foul number four, that was not a shooting foul. Derek Schwong fouled before he got the shot away. Schluter back in for Friend. And now it'll be done to inbound for the baseline there. Everybody in the corner of the lane looking for the lob. He'll bounce it in, intended for Chawal, and it's batted out of there, out of bounds again by the Wallong. So again, double trigger from the baseline. Same setup. Bounce pass in this time to keep it. Spins, dips the shoulder, fallaway jumper up, and good. Keithley has four in the ball game. Now, off the floor, 22-10, the Irish up by a dozen. And a steal by Knopfield, a fresh one ahead to Dunn. The layup is up. No, he got fouled. Cost the Irish 2 points and fresh one assist there. Foul will be on Spencer Ebersbacher. His first, team foul number five. But now, with the basketball at the line, is Sam Dunn. Junior up and hit it. They'll get another one here. Second free throw coming up. Done ready. 23-10, match the biggest lead of the night. And no. Rebound stolen away. Maybe a hell ball. Savala had it. And reached in and grabbed it with Knopf. Schwong. And the Irish get it on the alternating possession. Shaw, very pleased. I don't blame him. Couldn't get the rebound, but he got the jump ball and a bounce pass in by Jordan. And nobody in red touched it. He tried to bounce it in. Thinking Dunn was coming around the corner. He couldn't get there. And it will be Friend basketball. 23-10, Shaken Hearts. Now, with the ball up the floor on the left side, Drake with a pass over the top, and now down to Savail. Thought about a three, didn't hit, drill up and shoot a 12-footer, up and good. Chase Savela with the bucket and the foul. A late whistle there. I didn't see it. They're going to call that foul of the block on Derek Shawong, his first, team foul number five. Savela at the line for the bonus. 23-12. We'll see if he can cut it to a 10-point lead here. Savela, 6'5" and a junior. He sets. He fires. It's up. It's off the back. No good. Rebound picked off by Noctegal. Outlet to Jordan. Up the right side. Back to Noctegal. Left side to Keithley. Thought about a wing jumper. Didn't take it. Parrish worked the perimeter of the defense. Done out top. Setting up everybody down low. They come off the baseline off screens. And now Dunn just got ripped pretty good over there on the far side, fighting through a pick and a screen. And now it's back to Jordan, 2:25 to go. Inside to Dunn, layup, won't go. It was contested, the rebound grabbed by the Bulldogs. Here comes Friend to the front, Schluter, pull-up jumper off the glass, no. On his knees, got the rebound and stowed it out to Drake. Now Savela to the top, he goes to Gurmis. Gurmis holds a 6'3 senior. Simon's been on the bench since over 5 minutes ago in the half with two fouls. I doubt he comes back in here. Lobbed into Savela. He got manned up on Keithley, who is only 6 foot. And he's got six. It's 23-14. Lead is nine for the Irish. Jacob Jordan to the front on the right side, walking it back toward the middle between the circles. Now off the right side, it's knocked to go. He looks. Nothing to go, nowhere to go. Now he'll drill it. To the top to Keithley. Having Keithley over to Jordan. Open, didn't take it. He'll drive the lane and lost it. Turnover. Gurmis up the floor and Dunn shoulders it. And Sam Dunn probably fouled his first, team foul number six on Sacred Heart. Dunn is out. Jake Freshel back in. Jake Freshel has been a pest tonight to the Friend Bulldogs. Steals, assists, some rebounds. No points yet. With the ball, Weber. Bounce pass to the high post, and now a kick out to Schluter for a long three. No. Fight for the rebound. Savela tipped it, picked up by Strong. Ahead. It's fresh on left hand. No whistle and a foul. Will put him to the free throw line. Foul will go on Cooper Gurmis, his second foul, team foul number six. With a 1:05 to go in the half, and that was not a shooting foul either. Wow. I thought he was in the act of shooting. Excuse me. Jacob Jordan will inbound the basketball from the baseline. He looks, bounce pass in. Knocked on the left block. Up and under move. Left hand around the rim. Won't go. Friend battles it. Got the rebound. Friend with a 3-on-2 advantage over across Schluter. Savela up. No, the whistle foul. One and by on Jake Freshel. His first. Team foul number seven, 1 minute up on the clock. This is a two-shot foul for Chase Savela. 0-for-1 at the line, has 6 points in the ballgame. It's up, it's good. 13-point lead now down to 8 for the Irish. Savela trying to chip one more off of it here, and he does. 23-16, now up by 7. Jordan to the front court, off to Knockville, left side, Keithley driving in, two defenders in the air, he gets knocked to the floor for his trouble, will go to the line, I'm sure this time shoot two. Foul on J.B. Drake, his second, team foul number seven, and it is Evan Keithley to the line, 4 points, all here in the second quarter, the junior sets, another left-hander shooter, fires it up. In and out, no good. Irish not making a lot of hay here at the free throw line. They're now 3 out of 5 and 4-9 for the game. Mason Bosler, a 5-9 freshman, checks in for Friend. Out goes Drake with the two fouls. 50.7 seconds left in the half. Free throw good for Keefley. 24-16, Sayart. Done in for Keefley, who sits down. He has no fouls. Sion with two, the only player of the Irish with more than one. In the backcourt, Weber up the floor against Dunn. All the way up, leaves the ball back, and a three-pointer, a high arch shot up the blue for Everett Becker, Everett Bacher. It's 24-16 now, that's not right, is it? 24-19, one clock scored three, the other one didn't. 22 seconds to go. Clock on the west end, and it shows Bulldogs 3 points there. All right, with it. Fresh with 15 seconds. Doug Gould says he's got one good shot here. 5-point ball game, 24-19. Jordan, look at 7 seconds, six. Out of midcourt. Stops over to Nocturne for three. It's short. Rebound done. Up reverse. Will not go. And after one half of play, it falls to the Sacred Heart, 24. And the Friend Bulldogs, 19. They outscored the Irish in the second quarter, 12-11. 24-19, our boys again at halftime. Back with a look at the first half stats after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
New at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Play back to Real Activities Center. Top of the hour, this is AM 1230 KTNC and 107.1 FM KTNC Falls City. We've got Nick Long with you here tonight at Real Activities Center. Our studio engineer is Aaron Wisdom as we take a look at the score in the first half after the Bulldogs. They are led by Chase Cabela. Your 6'5 junior has 8 points in the first half. Six of those coming in the second quarter. 5 points for J.B. Drake in the first half. Three each for Spencer Everbacher and three for Schluter for their total of 19. J.B. Drake, Cooper, and Jonas both with two fouls. Nobody else with more than one in the first half for the Friend Bulldogs. They're 4 of 7 at the free throw line. For St. Hart, they have 8 points for Joe Simon in the first half. They have 6 for Jacob Jordan on a couple of free balls. Sam Dunn has one, 5 for Evan Keithley, and 4 for Brogan Knoblaw. Those 7 early in the first quarter night. Sigurd, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line. Joe Simon set the final 5-plus minutes of the second quarter with 2 fouls, so he should be good in the second half. Nobody else has more than 1 foul in the first half for Sigurd tonight. Much first half scoring. In the girls game tonight, Sigurd beat Friend 65-23 to improve to 3-1 on the year. Friend now 0-3. Auburn boys, the Elwood Murdoch, 11-4 after one quarter. And the Johnson Broad Girls beat Fall City tonight in overtime, 45-42. In overtime, 45-42, the Johnson Broad Girls with the win over Fall City. The Tiger boys and Johnson Broad boys playing tonight on sister station, Sunny 101.3. Here at halftime, 24-19. The Irish have the lead of a friend. We'll take a break, check the weather, be back here in just a few minutes of second half action on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farming superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Paul City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We're currently seeing a system moving through that originated in the Pacific Northwest, and this low-pressure system has been building towards the Midwest all week. Most of the action from this system is actually going to stay to the north of us, where they're going to be receiving heavy snowfall and rain. However, we'll just be seeing a drop in temperature associated with this system. This low-pressure system has a strong trough that will bring down our temperatures for a short period of time before the next ridge of high pressure moves in early next week, bringing us back to temperatures in the 70s. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low at 29. Northwest wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, lots of sunshine and a high of 45 with west winds gusting up to 30. In closing off our weekend, Sunday will be sunny with a high of 54 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 37.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey Hoops fans, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to Falls City Sacred Heart coach Doug Golds. Coach Golds became the all-time boys leader in wins this past weekend with his 695th victory. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations to Coach Golds and the Sacred Heart Irish.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to go in the second half. Sacred Heart leading 24-19. They led by as many as 13 two times in the first half. They were up 11-2. They were up 11-5. Then eventually they were up 20-7. Brenda's fought their way back. That's where they're at the second quarter, 12-11. Friend will get the basketball to start the second half here. Sacred Heart will be going left to right toward the east bucket. Here in the second half. Excuse me, the Irish will begin on defense, starting five in for both teams. And up before the basketball, Brecken Schluter looks against the Irish man-to-man, and a turnover wide on the pass and tear over Cooper Dermis. And they just misconnected. The Irish had the ball. Jacob Jordan walking it up through the circle at midcourt. Lobs over the corner to Keith Lee. Goes up high to make the catch. Inside knock, a left block. Up, double team. Got no good. Rebound, Savela. And off the floor come the Friend Bulldogs. In the middle, knocked away by Simon. Here comes Fresh around the back to Jordan. And out of bounds it goes. The Golds not perfectly pleased with that. It was a beautiful try, but missed. A turnover by the Irish. Now it will be Friend with the basketball. Coming up the floor the other way here. To the top with it, Christian Weber. Off the left side, Schluter drives, pulls up short, and we've got a offensive foul. Oh, my. Friend fans will not be happy with that call. That's the third on Cooper Dermis. He checks out, and Spencer Eberglocker back in the ball game for the Bulldogs now. So the Irish get it back. Calling the turnover on the offensive foul. And here comes Jordan to the front, top of the key, right side. Freshel into Simon, got it knocked loose, got it back. Out to Jake Freshel, and now to Jake Jordan. Out to Knoxville, left elbow. Dribbles up once, now back to Simon out between the circles. Man-to-man defense here by the Friend Bulldogs. Keithley with it, he dribbles, he looks. Floating left, off to Jordan. Thought about it, didn't jab step, now backs up. 6:23 to play here in the third quarter. Off it goes now to Keithley, to Simon. Stands at the top of the circle, now Freshel flips it from the left side and got her to go. Two-pointer for Freshel, his first two of the night. And a turnover on the inbound as the Irish put the pressure on. And the turnover will give the Irish the ball back on the baseline, up by seven. enjoyable treat to everybody on a corner of the lane for the Irish. He looks at Simon. Simon for a long two, foot on the line, up and good on the right wing. So Joe Simon in double figures with 10. At the other end, a steal by Freshel. Jake with the takeaway. Here he comes in away. All the way in to Simon. Here's a steal by Jordan. Jordan to Freshel. Around the back to Jordan. Back out to his teammate. Here comes Nocule. And a three ball from Peachley is up and good. He's got 8. And the Irish are just all of a sudden on fire here. Now leading by 14, their biggest lead of the ball game. 5:31 to play here in the third quarter. A little skirt there. Here's a floater the other way. Up, no good, but a whistle and a foul will put Schluter at the line to shoot a pair. Foul on Jacob Jordan will be his second of the ball game. First of the half on the Irish. The game was tied early at 2. Since then, the Irish have had the lead right now by 14. Schluter up and off the mark, no good. They'll get another one here. Second free throw coming for the sophomore. Up on the back iron and drop through. 1 out of 2. Jacob Jordan quickly away. Now to Freshel. Bounce pass in. And a reach in foul that goes to Keith. The foul call on Christian Weber, his second. Team foul number 2. So the Irish put everybody on the baseline this time. Side to side. Lob it in. Nocule. Thought about a triple. Didn't do it. Back to Jordan on the right side. Jacob, the senior, moves left. Lobs it up to Simon. Jill makes the catch. Gives off to Keithley. Keithley dribbles around the defender and puts it up and in. Evan Keithley with 10 points now. We come back the other way. The Irish now up by 15 points here. To the front court of the basketball, J.B. Drake lobs in Savela into a triple team. Fall away, up, and no good. Schluter the rebound, Savela from 10 feet up, off, no good. Rebound, Everlocker. He takes it down around his knees and diving in to commit the foul. It looks like the Irish. Simon and Offiel, who are you going to go? They're going to go to Joe Simon. He picks up his third foul of the ball game. Two team fouls this half on the Irish, and Simon, with a dozen points, is going to have to sit down again with his third foul. So we will bring Friend with the ball, and timeout call with the Irish up by 15 in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:38 to go in the third quarter. 15-point advantage for the Irish, 35-20. Christian Weber will inbound the ball from the baseline. He'll bring it into Savela. Beyond the arc, he'll go out top to Schluter. Back to Roberts into Savela. Back out to Schluter. Swing a left side for Drake for 3. Wide off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Freshel. Jake with a rebound off to Nocule. Back to Freshel. Hands to Jacob Jordan in the middle. Jordan, dribbling out top. Into the game is Derek Schwall to the Irish. Here's a floater by Freshel. 3 hops on the rim and it won't go. Savela finally corrals the rebound away from Schwall. And now we go inside with the basketball. Battling in there with it is Everybacher. Knockville cut him off. And now in the middle, shot up off the rim, up and good. J.B. Drake with the bucket has 7. 3:45 to go in the third. A lob for Keithley. Kick it out to Freshel for 3 on the right wing. No, rebound. Nocule had it. Knocked away from him. And the foul on the Friend Bulldogs. Who? Who'd they call that on? not the guy I saw commit the foul. So the Irish will inbound off the baseline here. They don't have a 23. That's a foul on Simon. All right. Sam Dunn of the ball game for the Irish. Off to Jordan. Three ball right side. Up. No good. Maybe they didn't call a foul. The ball just out of bounds. Maybe they called a held ball. He walked over here to the table. Maybe he said held ball. Maybe he held up two thumbs. No. Now they put it on Cervelo. Finally. Okay. Cervelo commits his second foul. Team foul number three. Still not the guy I thought was on. And now a reach-in foul at the other end on the Irish, trying to set a trap out top. Derek Chuang gets called for his second foul, team foul number three. 35-22, the Irish lead. 3:20 to go in the third. Inbound the ball on the right side. Cervelo, he'll send a little hook pass and a layup. Oh, and an offensive foul called on Schroeder, his first. Long got in there and got set. Ball went in the hole. The Spring fans are not happy. The coaching staff really didn't say anything. Well, here come the Irish. That's 14 fouls on Friend. Jordan off the right side of the gun. Back to Jordan. Left side is Freshel. Now he'll whip it across court to Dunn again. Now in for Schwab. And stepping around in front, J.B. Drake taps the ball and goes out of bounds. So it's Irish ball in the corner, just up off the baseline. Dunn into Jordan, back to Sam Dunn. Whoop, double team trap and throws the ball away. Stole away by Schroeder all the way up, and no good to be a goaltend or a foul. Knocked the goal, went up, slapped the backboard with two hands. A push foul. Not the goal. Good call for his second foul. Team foul number four. And now, Coach Brian Arp has the attention of two officials. He wanted goaltending on that, I think. That used to be goaltending. You slap the backboard like that. Foul on Knoppel, his second, team foul number four, and Schluter to the line, shoot a pair. The first one is up and good. He's two out of three at the line. He'll get another one here. Schluter ready. It's 35-23, and 35-23 it remains. Cervelo, the rebound, put back short. Rebound to Jordan. Jacob up the left side, around one defender, stutter step. Back out it goes. Now Freshel will handle it. Out in the midcourt circle. And Schluter pushing him. Now over to Jordan. In traffic. Up and down. Pass. It's blocked back to him. Ball is loose. It goes to Dunn. So then Brian Lemon says, it says, easy fellas. And now it's travel. Freshel went up and came down before he got rid of the basketball. So Bela checks out of the game for Friend. In comes Cooper and Gurmis. 12-point lead for the Irish, 2:20 to go in the third. So off the floor with the basketball, Brecken Schluter, left side to Drake. Senior works it to the middle, now back left, hands it off to Gurmis. Back to Drake. He moves left to right, into the middle he goes. Give the ball back, Gurmis again. They are still playing man-to-man defense all the way out top to Edgebacher. And now in the middle, Gurmis with it, guarded by Nostigal. Stayed with him. No good on the shot. Rebound to Freshel. Down to Jordan for three. Got it on the right side. Jacob Jordan with the triple. And Freshel, the rebound, the assist there. Up the floor, a blocking foul on the Irish. Foul on Jacob Jordan. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number five on the Irish. Jordan will sit. And into the ball game, here comes Evan Keefley. Inbounding for the baseline. Christian Weber looking. Comes all the way out in the midcourt circle with it to Drake. Drake, the Irish now zoned up on a 2-1-2. Switching up defenses here. Half to the top. Down to the right for Peter. It's good. Weber, rather, Christian Weber for the triple at 38-26. Now to the front. Schwab, look at his pass. It's simply got it back. Knees up, just the way to Dunn. Sam Dunn over to Jake Preschel. Senior steps up. Now over to Dunn. 51 seconds to go in the third. Over to Preschel. Inside knock the left block. Spins a jump hook. No good. Rebound to Weber. Conville has not scored since the first quarter. We had 4 points. Ball a jumper up, no good by Gurris. Rebound brought down by Knockfield. To the front, Preschel, double team, trap, and a reach in foul will be called on the Bulldogs. That's going to go on Gurris, and that's his fourth foul, team foul number 5. Gurris out, Savala back in, 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Inbounding will be the Irish. Preschel to Dunn, back to Jake Preschel. Jake Preschel against the zone. Left corner, Keithley for three. Strong rebound, Knockville. Back and in off the glass. No. Rebound, Savala, a hack on the arm. Foul on, and Knockville just picked up a technical foul. Foul is called on Derek Shalong. Now, what do we got here? Foul is on 50. And technical on Knockville. So Knockville thought he got fouled, and he came screaming up the door, slapping himself in the arm. Free throw is up and good. The other end by Savala. They'll have one more here. 11 seconds to go. Friend will get the ball back. They knock down both free throws on the technical. And now they get the ball at midcourt. The lead is down to 10 for the Irish. And now inbounding the ball will be Weber. In the backcourt to Drake. Front court with 7. Off to Schluter. 4 on the clock. Schluter makes a move. Throws it up, no good. It ends up in the hands of Derek Shalal after 3. Safety at heart, 38. The Friend Bulldogs, 28. Back in 1 minute on KDNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
And Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. That's all we got left of this ball game. 38-28. Cigar with the lead. Halftime in Johnson. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading Fall City 35-10. Johnson Brock Girls beats Fall City in overtime earlier tonight. All right, here we go. Cigar basketball. Jacob Jordan brings it up. Simon back in. Simon and Jordan with 3 fouls apiece. Schwall with 3 and Brogan Nostal with 3, which includes that technical they just picked up. Now it is going to be Simon out on the left elbow. Back he comes to Keithley. Evan holding the ball. The Irish led by as many as 15 a couple of times in this ball game. Jordan has made 3 triples in the ball game. Keithley has 10. Simon a dozen for Sacred Heart. Now out on the right side, Keithley runs to the hole. Finger roll off. No. Rebound. Schwab up. hit dropped it down, and the big man gets fouled. Foul on Sevilla, his third. Derek Chavall's first two of the night. He's coming with a bonus free throw here. So you're up by 12, and Chavall up, no good. Rebound tip, Simon comes down with it for the Irish. Joe Simon with the rebound for the Irish. Out to Jordan. 1 minute gone by here in quarter number four. The Irish up by 12. Now out top with will be Chavall off to Keithley. And a hand-checking foul as he made a move will be called on J.B. Drake. His third, and that's 1-1 time for Tate Hart. So Evan Keithley line, 1-for-2 at the line tonight. First trip to the line in the second half. Sayark Jr. has 10 points. The ball game looking for 11, and he got it. And an extra free throw. 41-28. Sayark leading. He is ready. Keithley, 6'1 junior, fires it, and that's it. 42-28, Sayark now by 14. There come the Bulldogs, 2-0 on the year. The Irish lead for their second win. Only played one game so far here early on. Sevilla thought about a triple, didn't do it. Off to Schluter. Schluter moved alongside Sevilla, faked it again. Outlet, Simon nearly committed a foul. A defender that goes around him, Simon the rebound. And it's touched last by Spencer Eberlocker. He's the one that made the move and got the basket. Simon with the rebound has knocked out by Eberlocker. And a full timeout called by the Bulldogs. They trail 42-28. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
42-28, St. Hart with the lead of the Bulldogs. Next week, St. Hart will host Humboldt Table Rock Skeener here on Friday night. You'll hear that game over on Sunny 101.3. Thanks for that. I'll be down in that, and it will be steam. A game against, I believe, Plattsburgh next Friday night. That game on Sunny 101.3. That game on here on KTNC, excuse me. Next Friday evening. Johnson Brock is leading Fall City at halftime tonight in the boys' game at 35-10. Say our girls one night, 65-23. And it's Irish basketball. Simon to inbound from the baseline to Jordan and back to Jill Simon. Back over to Jordan. Jacob to the front court. Picks up his dribble off the threshold. Now Simon, left corner. Three ball up and good. All scorers on the night. And the Irish lead by 17, their biggest lead of the ball game. 6 minutes to go. A lob in, knocked away by Threshold. And then he is fouled. And now that we get a technical foul. Two fouls on J.B. Drake. He's done. He committed a foul, his fourth, and then he got called for a technical, which is his fifth foul. So he fouls out with 7 points at the six-minute mark of this ball game. Technicals count against your five fouls, so he's done for the night now. And shooting the technicals will be Threshold. It's up. Hit round and round, no good. Jake, first trip to the line tonight. Now that was the 1-1, excuse me. Jake with the 1-1, Keithley to shoot the technicals. Evan at the line, all by himself down there. Free throw up, free throw good. Pack is in 16 on the night, and the lead is now 18. Second one coming. It's up. It's good. He netted them both. He made five in a row and five out of six of the ball game, and the Irish get the basketball. Always been my rule of thumb, if everybody in the gym is mad at the referees, they probably did a good job. But this is a case where just kind of the players are mad at him, not agreeing with the call. Jacob Jordan goes left. Pressure was going to his left, which was Jordan's right, and the ball goes out of bounds. So here come the Bulldogs up the floor with it in the hands now of Cooper Gervis. Out top, Cervella. Keithley fell down. The ball pass off back to Cervella. Takes a three, drives up. 10-footer, no. Rebound brought down by Freshel. Freshel on the run the other way. Over to Keithley for three on the wing. Too short. Rebound. Schwong got it. Schwong gives it away now to Freshel. And now a floater in the paint. Up, no good by Jordan. The rebound grabbed up by Gurmis. Ahead to Schluter. Jordan knocked it loose, then went diving in. Got in the legs, and Jacob Jordan picked up his fourth foul. And now the free throw line will go frickin' Schluter. Shooting one. Timeout by the Irish. They lead it by 19. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Get all your holiday shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local schools. Come on in to F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy Holidays!
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
37-28. Sadie Hart with an 18-point advantage. It was down to 8 in the third quarter. Actually down to 7 at one point there. Now it's back up to 19 here in quarter number 4. J.B. Drake is fouled out of the ball game for the Bulldogs with 7 points. Kevin Keithley leads the Irish with 17, a dozen for Joe Simon in the game. St. Art is winning. They are not playing great basketball in this. Fouls, turnovers, some miscommunications. So we're shooting 1-1 here for Schluter. At the line, he's ready. He fires. It's up. It's off. No good. A rebound. Cervella tips it out of bounds. And the Irish get the ball with 5:14 to go. So off the floor, it'll be Jordan back to Joe Simon. He'll cross the front line. Now over to Jordan again. Trying to catch him in a double team. They can't. Crossword pass was stolen, but a foul got him on the arm on the pass. Schluter with the foul, his second. Team foul number 10 on the Bulldogs here. Jacob Jordan will go to the line to shoot two. Double bonus here. Cyrus Senior will set. He'll fire. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. Second one coming. 5:05 to go in the ball game. On the way up and good for Jacob Jordan. 47-28. The lead is 19 for Sacred Heart. 48-20. It's 20 again. They put that point up. And now a turnover by Friend as they come up the floor. Can't connect on the pass and the Irish get it back. Simon into Jordan. Jacob ahead. Keithley back to Jordan, looking up the floor to a double team in midcourt, trying to get out of that. Throws it to the corner. It's batted out of bounds by Friend as they tried to lob it up there to Freshel. But Brian Arm says, "Hurry up, you can't lean over." I heard shooting two free throws every time there's a foul on Friend here. the rest of the gang. And now I head to Keithley. Keithley looking inside, can't get it in there. Jordan now to Freshel. Freshel makes a move in the lane. Going across the lane, fires up the right hand and drops it in off the glass. His second hoop of the night. 50-28, Sagan Hart. Now at the other end, Schluter with it. And of course, available. We'll take a three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound on the deck. Schluter got it and a push foul on the rebound against the Irish. I think on Keithley. No. Simon? Yeah, Joe Simon picks up his fourth foul. Team foul number 9 on Sagan Hart with 4:16 to go. Free throw on the way up is good for Schluter. There's another one here on the 1-1. Second one on the way up here with 4:16 to go. And no good on the bounce. The rebound brought down by Simon. Off the floor, Jericho Jordan, double-teamed again, gets the ball back to Freshel. Mid-court circle, off the key with it. The other try to spread the floor, and again, of a four-course. Simon at the high post, cross-court to Freshel. Back to Keithley. Right side over to Jordan in the corner for three. It's way strong. Rebound brought down by Shawal, and he'll get it back out to Keithley. Keithley to Freshel to Jordan. Holding it. Still holding it. Underneath, Schwab broke over, but it couldn't get in the ball. And now Keithley will have it out in the corner. Over it goes Freshel, left side. He goes into the free throw circle and comes back out of the 3.5 mark of the ball game. Irish let a little air out of the tires here, just running the ball back and forth. Pass it around, not attacking Jordan. Now he'll go inside and lay it up on the left side. He's got a dozen in the ball game. And now a steal by Freshel. Jordan controls it. Jacob Jordan, a bounce pass across the fresh over the layup is good. The assist to Jordan, the steal by Freshel again, and the basket by Freshel gives him 6. And timeout of the Irish are up now by the whole bunch, up by 25 points. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3 minutes, 4 seconds left in this ball game. Sagan Hart has stretched the lead out now to 25. Their biggest lead of the ball game. Friend took their third time out here. Friend going to suffer their first loss of the season. They're 2-1. The Irish will improve to 2-0 with the win here tonight. Going to be Friend basketball inbounding Christian Weber. Chase Savela in with 10 points and double figures for Friend. Schluter dribbles it off now to Weber. Weber looks, goes inside, and Keithley with the knock away. Keithley with a steal, and it goes to Jacob Jordan. Tried to lob it inside to Simon, couldn't make connection. Weber the other way. Weber gives it off, and a runner with the left hand up and an offensive foul, and Cooper Dermott just fouled out. That's his fifth foul of offense. Dermott with an offensive foul. He fouls out with no points at the 2:38 mark. Second Friend Bulldog to foul out of the game. Into the game now. Let's see. Here comes Mason Fossler again, a 5'9 freshman. 2:36 to go. 25-point Irish advantage. Man-to-man defense here by the Friend Bulldogs. Off it goes to Schwong. Now to Jordan. Jacob Jordan with it. Back over to Keithley. Knoxville has not been in the game since he was called for that technical in the third quarter. sitting next to Doug Gultz on the bench. Now across court, it goes to Freshel. Jake working the ball, the dribble out top. Now to Jordan, the clock running down to 2 minutes to go here. They're no longer in that trapping defense out there. And, maybe getting a little chippy. Foul called on Schluter, his third. Jacob Jordan will go to the line to shoot two, and the official has grabbed Mr. Schluter and Mr. Jordan and said, "Fellas, I've had enough. Don't do it again." So Jordan will go to the line to shoot two. Schluter committed the foul, then got a little extra shove in there. Jacob Jordan at the line, free throw up and good. He made two in a row, has 13 points now in the ballgame. Keithley has 15. Minute 57 to go. Free throw up off the front. No good. Rebound Savala. Off to Weber. Weber will bring it up. Midcourt off the right side to Vossler. Vossler to Savala in the corner. Thinking about it. Stepping out on him will be Derek Shawal, the 6'6 senior for the Irish. Top dribbles down. Knocked away from behind by Fresh. Where it ricochets off an Irish player. Right back to the Bulldogs. Out top, Vossler, three ball, no. Rebound, chase is on. Vossler got it back. Throws to Schluter. He'll fire it up. No good from 6 feet. Rebound to Jacob Jordan. Jordan up the floor with it. Drilling it. Fakes. Keeps drilling. Goes to the right. Now hands it off to Keithley. Back over to Jacob Jordan at the 108 mark of the ball game. Jordan through traffic, weaves in, weaves out. Here comes five more players for the Irish coming off the bench here if there's a stoppage in play. And there is, no, they're going to stop the game just to change players. So the starters are done for the Irish. 17 in the game for Keithley. End of the game, Sam Dunchek's back in there, also in. Is going to be Jack Stice, a 6'1 sophomore. Zach Keithy, a 6'6 senior. We got James Freshel in the ball game, 5'11 sophomore. And also, where's he at? There he is, 22 in there, Riley Nelson, 6' junior. Inside to Keithy, right block in the paint, leans in, hit the bottom of the rim with the shot. Rebound comes back to the Irish, and now it will be Jack Stice with it. Out to the top to James Freshel. Get the ball up. Done with it. Back to Keithley. Stands between the circles. Out it goes to Nelson. Riley will hold the ball. Look it back out top to Jack Stice. Nelson, right, that's going to be a three ball on the way by James Freshel. Out of bounds. And it goes off the hands of Friend with 20 seconds to go in the ball game. All right, inbounding will be done. They'll bring it out in front of the Irish bench there with it. Stice to Freshel, over to Dunn. Into the paint with a move, a floater, no, rebound loose. It's touched last by the Irish with 10 seconds to go in the ball game. So it comes in to Mason Vossler. He'll bring it up the floor for the Bulldogs. And he's just going to dribble it out or get a shot off here. No shot, final score, Sacred Heart, 55, and Friend, 29. We'll wrap this up after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm,
for your home or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score, boys game tonight. City Hunt wins it 55-29 to improve to 2-0 on the year. For the Friend Bulldogs, they are now 2-1 on the season. Score tonight for Friend, 10 points for Chase Savale in the ball game, 7 for J.B. Drake, 6 for Brecken Schluter, 3 for Christian Weber, and 3 more for Spencer Ebersbecker. They go 9 for 16 at the free throw line in tonight's ball game. For City Hart tonight, they are led in the scoring column by Evan Keeley with 17 points tonight. 13 for Jacob Jordan in the ball game. A dozen for Joe Simon tonight. Sam Dunn, 1-6 for Jake Freshel. We have 4 for Brogan Knoxville and 2 for Derek Schwall. They average hit 11 of their 20 free throws in tonight's ball game. They win it 55-29 after the ball game. J.B. Drake, the player that got the technical foul for his fifth foul for Friend, as our officials were leaving the floor, he got their attention. He ran all the way across the floor. Went to the officials, he called, whistled for the technical, and apologized to him and shook his hand. So a nice display there of sportsmanship by the young man. In the girls' game tonight, it is City Hart with a win, 65-23 over Friend. Bulldog girl now 0-3. City Hart 3-1. City Hart led by Delaney Witt with 13, 12 for Harrison Vonnerschmidt, 11 for Macy Keller tonight, 10 for Jessica Wurtenberger. Only downside for the Irish tonight, Rachel Magdan's injured ankle in the ballgame, not the ankle she injured the state tournament last year, but I see her walking around here, at least up and on it, but using crutches here as the games are over tonight. So, your final score, 55-29 in the boys' game, 65-23 in the girls' game. Sega Hart sweeps the Friend Bulldogs tonight here at the Rowe Activity Center. We'll have the Irish and HGRS next Friday night on Sunny 101.3. And on KTNC, it will be the Fall City Tigers and the Flats and Blue Devils next Friday evening from McIntyre Harrison Fieldhouse. So, for our studio engineer, Aaron Elizabeth, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.